For a while last night, the eyes of millions of political observers were on Detroit, Michigan, where there was drama in a fight over whether to formalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory. At first, the two Republican appointees on a key board in Wayne County, Michigan's most populous county, resisted calls to certify the vote tallies in the Detroit area. And then a last-minute compromise with Democrats diffused a political fight. Tonight, all Michigan counties have certified their tallies from November 3rd.
State Democrats say the president has no hope of overturning Biden's almost 150,000 vote lead in Michigan. The Republican members' initial resistance was praised by President Trump on Twitter as a beautiful thing. Freelance reporter Kayla Rubel was in the room when it happened last night and got on Skype with her own Dimitri Sotis to describe what she saw and heard.
What you have here are fairly low-level bureaucratic officials who are normally not in the spotlight. They are partisan, so of course they have their beliefs. And this is sort of this unprecedented historic election, and you have the president of the United States, the head of their party, the head of the Michigan GOP, sort of calling out these accusations and saying they shouldn't certify the results, that the county shouldn't certify, that the state board shouldn't certify, and that if they do certify, the legislature should handpick the electors for the president themselves, because in Michigan, the legislature is Republican majority. So I think it was sort of just this like tornado of discourse that at the least was seeping into, I think, the collective conscious of a lot of these canvassers on both sides, whether it was the fear or the actual, you know, party members sort of feeling pressure.
In the end, it was a pretty abrupt about face. How did that happen?
I mean, it was one of the wildest things I have ever witnessed. And I think, you know, one of the Democratic chairs said this the best. It was really democracy in action. So first you had this initial vote to certify that failed because the two Republican board members voted no on certifying the results. And I mean, as soon as that vote happened, it was quick. And then there was just silence for 15 seconds. I mean, no one, it was like this room, it was, the air was thick. You didn't, you know, I don't think anyone, this had never happened before. And then the Democratic chairs were sort of, you could tell they were emotional, they were upset, they were very impassioned in what they said. They moved on with the rest of the meeting as planned, and the rest of the meeting was the public comment. And you had a handful of people in the room who started commenting, including election workers, saying, this is a slap in the face. You just rejected 2 weeks of 16-hour days of us sort of laboring over this work. And then once we kind of had made it through the comments in the room, it switched to Zoom, where there were dozens of people waiting in line to make comments. And that was just, it was like a sight to watch, because you had the two Republican members sitting, they were the closest to the computer. The rest of us in the room could hear it. And it was caller after caller after caller from election challengers, from election workers, from Detroit residents, from Wayne County residents, saying what you have just done here is a blatantly, you know, to them, it was a blatantly racist act and an attempt to disenfranchise voters in the largest county in Michigan, but also the largest Black population in the state. And Detroit is the largest majority Black city in the country. So it just, you know, everyone was very passionate. I've never really seen something like that, where it was, people had their facts straight. They were, you know, so clear in what they were saying. And you just watch the Republican board members listening to this, their faces kind of growing increasingly red. And it dragged on. I mean, it went for 3 hours. And what happened was, behind the scenes, as this was going on, one of the Democratic Party member, you know, board members, he sort of realized, wow, maybe this is a moment, you know, maybe this will help change the minds of the board members. And in the meantime, he started seeking out experts and officials to see what were some things they could do to sort of find a compromise.
That's Kayla Rubel, freelance reporter in Detroit. Her work this week appearing in the Washington Post as she reports on the presidential vote tally being certified in Wayne County, the largest county in Michigan.